USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Two people are injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas said it was not related to the parade, though.
I understand that there were people that were leaving from the downtown area when this incident occurred, and we had a black male firing a weapon, striking two individuals. We believe that this was a targeted incident.
A crowd of hundreds of thousands gathered in Denver Thursday to celebrate the franchise's first NBA title. Search and rescue efforts are underway in the Texas panhandle town of Perryton, northeast of Amarillo near the Oklahoma border. A tornado ripped across the community of over 8,000, leaving widespread damage. A mobile home park reportedly took a direct hit. Emergency responders from throughout the area rushing to the town. Wildfire smoke from Canada has been blanketing the U.S. upper Midwest, and now it's moving again.
National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Gogol says the smoke will linger for a few more days.
At least through the end of the work week here and maybe into the very first part of the weekend.
The wildfires in Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities, with the air quality index reaching a level never seen since records have been kept. Forecasters say the smoke is heading east. It's not expected to be as bad as last week. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. Supreme Court could soon rule on two major cases as it heads into the final stretch of its current session. Lisa Taylor has more.
The High Court heard arguments in February over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. The justices could issue a ruling on the cases as soon as Friday. Meanwhile, the court may also rule on whether colleges can consider race in admissions decisions. The court in 1978 declared affirmative action is lawful and has since reaffirmed that holding. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
An Army soldier from Ohio now faces decades in prison for trying to help kill fellow soldiers. Allison Wyant with more.
Accused of betraying his country, Cole Bridges of Stowe, arrested in 2021, accused of trying to provide material support to terrorists. After he joined the Army in 2019, Bridges, stationed in Georgia, began communicating online with an FBI agent who was posing as an Islamic State supporter. Bridges then allegedly gave that undercover agent advice on how to ambush American troops in the Middle East, sending information on U.S. military maneuvers and how ISIS fighters could defend against the attacks. He has now pled guilty in federal court to terrorism charges and faces up to 40 years when he is sentenced in early November. I'm Allison Wyant.
Several companies are vowing to end surprise junk fees following pressure from the Biden administration.
They're a matter for working folks like the homes I grew up in, and they can add hundreds of dollars a month and make it harder for families to pay their bills. I think it's just wrong.
President Biden announced Thursday Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation and SeatGeek agreed to commit to show all fees up front for ticket purchases starting in September. Mercedes-Benz is adding ChatGPT to its vehicles. The sophisticated AI will be able to have natural conversations. The feature will be available to 900,000 customers who have the Mercedes-Benz infotainment system. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.